Welcome to the SMT Marketing Podcast. Today's episode, how to get more high-ticket applications. Greetings. Hey, Dave Larson here. Got a high cotton podcast for you today, my friends. How to get more high ticket applications. We are working with Howard Berg, the world's fastest reader, on his new advanced learning program for teenagers, high schoolers, called the Howard Berg Student Accelerator. And to be in that program, it is a high ticket program. You get to work one-on-one with the genius world record holder. It doesn't get any better than that to get your student cranked up with their learning. And you have to apply to be part of that. And so we're trying to, our mission is to get them over to howardberg.com so they can check out and learn more about the Howard Berg Student Accelerator. So we have created an application funnel on howardberg.com, and just to give you the quick rundown on what the application funnel, it's designed to get a completed application. So in our case, we have three pages, the landing page is the offer. It tells them all about the program, like all the bonuses and everything that you get with being a part of it. It tells them about Howard Berg himself and his background, the amazing results that he's had with other students. And it's just mind blowing, that piece. So then we're taking through the offer. And if after reading it, they want to meet with Howard to discuss how it could help their student, that they go to the application page and they answer some questions about themselves. And then from there, it takes them to a thank you page for filling out the application, and it gives them a chance to schedule. That's a little ninja trick we put on there, is we're having trouble that if they didn't get the email, that they didn't know they needed to schedule as the next step. So we tried adding it on the thank you page where they can schedule right there. And then we review the application. And then if they don't schedule there, then we follow up in email or in person to schedule the appointment with Howard, because they actually meet with Howard Berg, the world's fastest reader. So very, very cool. So that's our application funnel. So we're driving traffic. Our first foray into this was driving traffic using Facebook ads. So we're running the Facebook ads and they click. These are not lead ads where we're capturing the leads on Facebook, because they don't have enough information on the little tiny ad that they click on the Learn More button. And then that brings them over to the application funnel where we can tell the full story, so they really get an idea of what they get from being part of this program. So that's how that works. So we drove the traffic. So we ran a bunch of traffic, spent significant, which you will, and any high ticket thing, you're going to have to spend a good buck on driving traffic. There are other ways to do it there, but that's, in this particular case, there's no way around it. To reach the right audience, we were going to have to get out the checkbook to do it. And what you need to keep an eye on if you're running the traffic is, one is how many people leave Facebook to go check out your offer. Like, that's pretty important. If you can't get them to click on to learn more, like, that's a problem. Then there's something wrong with the ads. Now, we were having a good amount go over, so we know this isn't for everybody, but you know, depending on how they look at their teenager and, you know, their academics, that it's going to be a select person that wants to have, you know, a genius work mentor their student. So if you're doing lead ads, just, it's much simpler to do those where they just fill it out on Facebook. But in this case, we weren't doing that. So in that case, let's say you were doing lead ads. Lead ad, just to refresh the memory, is they fill out a form right on Facebook. So they register or they fill in their information, and Facebook takes the information and sends it to you. So that's what a lead ad is. So we weren't using those. It's much easier to get leads that way, but it's a whole lot harder to get them, to get a hold of them. There's misinformation. I mean, it's just part of doing business on Facebook. You know, if you call the phone number they give you, like, it's really hard to get a hold of people. A lot of the phone numbers are bad. So you get more leads, but you get more crap, if you know what I'm saying. So in our case, we were sending them to a landing page. So we were keeping an eye how many went over to see it. And you're watching the number on the cost per landing page view. So we were getting significant numbers of people going over. They were expensive. And then not everybody fills out an application for every, I don't know how many on this one off the top of my head, how many we were sending over to get one filled in application. When we first started, they were coming in at about $350 per completed application, if that gives you some idea. The good news is with testing, we got it down much lower than that to get a completed application. But let's see what else you need to know, keep your eye on. So when you send the people over, of course, when they get there, you need to keep an eye on what they do. So do they fill out the application or not? So we're looking at the cost per result on there. So we're watching that. And even though we're sending a bunch of people to the application, we noticed that quite a few were just, after clicking, immediately bounced, meaning they stayed for just a little bit and then took off. And that you don't like to see, that usually means they're an issue with the headline, the copy, or the offer. And they didn't know the price, and you know that, so they don't really know the offer. So it probably wasn't that. Like that we were watching that with Hotjar. It's a pretty cool little program where you can actually see, you know, what people are doing and where they stop and, you know, how far down the page they go, stuff like that. And the ad headlines that we noticed they were bouncing. So we checked the headline of the ad and the headline of the landing page. So where they were landing in the funnel. And we noticed the ad headlines and the landing page headlines were saying two different things. Now, we were testing a ton of different ads, so it's easy to kind of get off track with that. But you want to make sure the headline of the Facebook ad is almost directly, verbatim or in alignment with the headline on the landing page. And that can be a little challenging if you're testing a ton of headlines and stuff like that. And, you know, making sure everything's still in alignment. But once we fixed that alignment between the ad headline and landing page headline, we got much better conversion rate. So keep an eye on your bounce rates. I will say one little quick note on that. The term bounce rate is going away in Google Analytics 4. That they're no longer going to track that, which I really wish they were, but they're replacing it with a thing called engaged sessions. So an engaged session is where the number of sessions that lasted longer than 10 seconds or had a conversion event, in other words, they like bought something or, you know, filled out a form or that a conversion event or had two or more page views. So they were looking around. So then they go, that's an engaged session. So any one of those interactions equals or events will allow you to understand how many users are interacting with your content on your website is what that is there. So, you know, change is good and change sucks sometimes. because we've been using that since Dirt, the bounce rate. I still can't believe they're not going to show that. But, you know, there's a technical definition of the bounce rate. And that doesn't sound like it's that huge a change, because that's really kind of how it is. If somebody looks and goes, that's not for me, it doesn't take them long, you know, a few seconds to bounce off that, you'll know. So again, the hot jar, if you want to see what's going on, that's a cool thing with the recording. And you can just tell, like, look at your shorter sessions and the ones that successfully can complete the thing, and you can kind of get a real good idea what's going on your funnel. So what we learned, and here's your tips on how to get more high ticket applications. When you do a lot of testing, be careful about the disconnect between the Facebook ad and the landing page of the funnel. If they don't line up, the conversions tank. So be very aware that whatever you're saying in your ads matches up with the landing page. And a great thing that we did learn, that applications can dramatically increase the quality of the leads, that we were driving cold traffic, which is like severe, like that, like taking somebody that, you know, most of them had never heard of Howard Berg, and taking them from, you know, a state of not knowing anything to, wow, this would be pretty cool, to, hey, like, I think this could really help my student, and let's fill out an application. That was a huge distance to go. And we found that when we got filled in applications, that most of them were very, very real prospects. And I don't know if you've ever run, you know, cold traffic to Facebook ads before and gotten like tons of like lead ads and stuff. And I mean, you can waste a lot of time on following up with those personally. I mean, I've called them and it's tough. So an application funnel can actually really help you like narrow down who's real prospects and who's not. So that was a great thing out of the application funnel. And then we had a video on the landing page where they came in on the funnel. Now, keep in mind, we were interrupting them out coming off of whatever they were doing on Facebook. And we learned that most will not take the time to watch a video. Like, if they get interrupted, that they're like, what's this all about? You know, they're kind of like quick to jump off. But so have some text there so they can read and skim the same info that's in the video is a tip for these things. Make sure that it's not only in video, but it's in printed form. And then another thing we saw is most Facebook traffic is on a mobile phone, mobile device. So make sure your lander is mobile friendly with skimmable content. That's what I have for you today, my friends. Be sure to subscribe to the SMT Marketing Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are heard. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. We'll be right back.